Hey Queen, if you have been feeling the call to step into more of your feminine power and like you really want to dive deep into feminine wisdom and the mysteries, then I have a really exciting free juicy workshop for you. Maybe you feel like you've been living your whole life so far in stressed, overworked, burned out energy, not listening to the signals of your body, too afraid to slow down. Or maybe you've realized you've really been in your masculine energy for so long that being in your feminine almost feels foreign or scary or even intimidating. The Feminine Wisdom Workshop is for you. Being initiated myself into the feminine mysteries, the secrets, and the true powers of being a woman is what completely transformed the way I do everything now in my life, love, and business. If you've been feeling this call, then you are being invited home to yourself, goddess. So you are cordially invited to join me on this next full moon to embark on a soul-nourishing journey of truly coming home to your divine feminine power and the wisdom within. So head to melwells.com/workshop to grab your seat in the circle. I'll see you there. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Love, Sex, and Magic. Whew, this episode was really emotional. This was so, so special because today I am joined with Alexandra Durigan, who happens to be one of the incredible healers that worked on my womb last year. So Alexandra is a registered nurse, holistic womb guide, and pelvic specialist, having founded the Embodied Temple and Origin Pelvic Care. Alexandra's work is revolutionizing women's health through ceremonial care and devotional bodywork, tending to the yoni, the womb, and pelvic bowl, as she supports women in empowering through their center. Alexandra's mission through Origin Pelvic Care is to nourish the journey of womanhood in such a way that empowers and inspires optimal wellness and embodiment through one's lifetime, so that all women may reap the gifts of their womanhood. Alexandra works in the realms of sexuality, pleasure, fertility, pre- and postnatal care, and all things womb health and healing. I also invite you to work through one of Alexandra's amazing programs, and you can receive money off your course today using the code LOVESEXMAGIC with an exclamation mark. Just head to the show notes for all the info on that. This conversation, we dive so deep into womb healing, womb wisdom. We also share about our story together and how we came to meet and just this incredible womb healing journey that I've personally been on. And there are several times in this episode where I just got so emotional and so full of all the feelings because this topic just means so, so much to me, especially now being pregnant. I truly hope this is the medicine that you need for today. Enjoy. Alexandra, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to my home. Welcome to Love, Sex, and Magic. I'm beyond excited for this conversation. This means so much to me. I am actually going to cry already. 5 seconds in. Oh. I made it 5 seconds. Oh my gosh. I think I'll start with our story of how we met and just share with everyone what deep medicine your work has been for me and my womb. And, oh my God. So, as a lot of people know that listen to this podcast, in October, I underwent surgery. I had a huge cyst removed from my left ovary. And it was such a shock. I had no idea it was there. I was having lower back pain, I was having sciatic pain, and I had no idea that it was because of a cyst that was in my womb. And after that happened, after I got over the shock of the operation and was recovering, I decided this is my opportunity. This is an initiation into the womb work, and I need to do deep womb healing because one day I'm going to want to have a baby. And I knew that that was important to me. And I was like, I need to prioritize this because I want to be fertile. I want to be ready, and I don't want there to be complications and issues. And I reached out to you after many recommendations from my community, and maybe you listening are one of the people that recommended Alexandra to me. So if that was you, thank you so, so much. And I reached out to you. I looked at, we started talking, and you made me feel so safe and so comfortable and so seen. And when I saw that your offers included a two-day retreat in Colorado with you, I was like, sign me up to that. I will go on a two-day private womb retreat. I'm the kind of person that if I decide, okay, this is something that I want to heal, I'll just want to go all in. Yes. I'm like, how can I create the most immersive experience possible? And so a month later, there I am at your doorstep in the snowy mountains of Boulder.
The snowy mountains.
And what transpired over that 2 days was just so pivotal for me in my journey, so life-changing. So why don't you tell us what happened over those 2 days? Because you will describe it much better than I can.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Just breathing in it so much. There was a deep arrival, and when we welcome ourselves into this healing of the womb, we welcome ourselves home. We welcome ourselves into our center. And so we held you in this space of meeting your body, of feeling your body, nourishing your sex centers and your reproductive organs in a way that is so deserving. That is so deserving for us as women. And so you chose that. Your body felt it, and you said yes. And so you claimed, you know, you claimed that medicine. And just to hold you in that space and to witness you be so cared for, it was an immense blessing, continues to be, as this precious life has now arrived within your womb space. And so, so, so grateful.
I mean, yeah, I missed that part out, but I mean, that's what makes this so miraculous is I just had this feeling in my body of like, this is important work for me to be doing for the future when I want to be fertile, when I want to start conceiving. And at the time, I hadn't even met my partner.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm just doing this for myself, for my womb health, for my future self. And just literally a few months later, a couple of months later, even that, I had not only met the father of my children, my person, but I had also fallen pregnant immediately. There was no, I thought it would just be like a long, long journey still of fertility. And I just had this feeling inside me that like, this is going to be a long journey.
Yeah.
And then I can't help but feel that the work that we did together and just the going on that journey of womb healing was just so pivotal and just so, just such a catalyst for that.
yes. And, you know, what a lot of women don't know is that it is so essential for us to nourish the womb, to nourish the ovaries in such a way where optimal alignment is achieved, where if there's any holding of tense energy patterns or tense physical patterns based on things that we experience in life, that then our fertility can become congested or stagnated, but so too can the energy of that pelvic bowl. So too does the energy of our womb, our ovaries, and these creative centers. You become a little bit blocked. But when we bring that hands-on nourishment to the body, when we create a ceremonial space for you to be with yourself, to open up to that innate river of fertility in your body, then it naturally blooms through. It naturally becomes again, and the body wants to be well. You know, something like a cyst and having it rupture, it's serious for the body, but the body is saying, I want to be well. I'm calling you into this space. Can you listen to me? And you did that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do that and you claim that for yourself. And so in the process of body work and care, when we realign the womb, when we nurture the ovaries, then all of the blood flow gets to come in and support that fertility, support that vitality in the body. And all of the energy gets to flow through again. And from that clear womb space and from that arrival and clarity in our pelvic bowl, we start living from a deeper inner compass, which changes the choices that we make, and it titrates us to this truth. And we begin to steward a life of deeper knowing, and it brings us into miraculous places. It brings us into places of miracles that, you know, we pray for, but all of a sudden are here and are with us. And
So quickly. I did not expect this work to work so fast. I was like, holy shit.
My love.
It worked. Yes, I guess it worked.
Yeah,
we get what we pray for.
We get what we pray for when we step into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, since I started sharing my womb healing journey, especially since people now know that I'm pregnant, I've had so many questions pour in from women in my community that have never heard of womb healing, that feel like they're feeling the call, right? They've had experiences with maybe PCOS, endometriosis, or maybe they just have an intuitive feeling that there's stuff to do there, there's healing to do there. How can trauma actually get stuck there? Like, how does this kind of thing manifest, and like where do we begin with that?
Big beautiful question, and I love it. And it's a journey for all of us, and recognizing that energy patterns manifest physically in the body and emotions manifest physically in the tissues. So when we haven't processed things, I like to call the womb the great holder. She is the center of the mother, this place of origin. And just like the mother energy, she wants to hold you. She wants to nourish you. She wants you to be well, this pulse of life that exists within you. And so the womb will hold things for us consciously and unconsciously. And there's a thread through our lineage. You know, we all come from a womb space. We all come from this birthing portal. And so there is that thread of lineage that when things go unhealed, it is stored within the womb. It is held there. And it will hold itself there and kind of maybe turn itself off, or maybe we disconnect from it for just purposes of meeting survival in day-to-day life, purposes of moving forward. But when we come back in, we come back home to all those things. And I like to say that the womb calls a woman home. At some point, she's going to call a woman home to this place of power within herself. And so if we hear our womb calling, if we hear the voice of the womb speaking through a cyst, speaking through PCOS or endometriosis or irregular menstruation or menstrual cramps, knowing that that is the voice of your body calling you back into her. And when we can answer, then we get to go on this miraculous healing journey of meeting all of these deeper layers, coming back home to our center, and just restoring that vibrancy, that health and wellness within our reproductive centers and sex organs. And so I really think that any expression of the womb is the body's voice, because it's the body's language using whatever capacity that it has to call us back into it so that we can be well, so that our temple can be healthy, and that we can steward lives that feel pleasurable and good, and where we feel like we have this healthy capacity to love, to create, to build that life of our dreams that, you know, we're all so meant for. So I think the first step is listening. It's listening and resensitizing to your body. And if a woman is being called in, then to be proud of yourself in that moment, like, wow, I'm hearing my body and I'm going to begin listening. And that is so, so powerful. In the womb work, I kind of like to describe it where I come from a nursing background. So, you know, I understand the science and of PCOS, of endometriosis, of different things, but I like to step it back a little bit and begin listening. begin listening to these things not as diagnoses, but as a calling home, so that we can uniquely respond to the body of each woman and meet her in that real time voice of her body, nourishing the tissues, opening the gateways, and again, recreating that vital life force energy that is innate to the body, that the body wants to come back to. And so, you know, each of those calls has a little bit different way, the way that we would respond to that voice. But again, you know, listening is the first step. And then I think, you know, understanding that more for your womanhood is possible, that this care is possible, that there is potentially so much more than maybe the doctors have told you, and that you get to claim it for yourself, that we get to come home with body literacy and body empowerment and new potentials for the health of our lives.
So beautiful. There's so much in there that I want to dive into, but I first of all want to go back to your nursing background.
Yeah.
Everything that you're saying about listening to the body and caring for the womb, you were in that world, and what you witnessed was not a connection to the womb, was not holistic care. Can you share more about what that was like to see and how that inspired the work that you do now?
Yeah, absolutely. So my own healing journey led me deep into women's health and advocacy for the body. And I had an eating disorder that really disconnected me from my body, that I lost my menstrual cycle. And I just couldn't find care that my body was yearning for. So I began to go within my own tissues and really start listening. And it led me to women's nursing and women's health. And I have such a reverence for nurses. And I also have an awareness of where we are not being served in the allopathic realms and where we need more and better care for our bodies. And really my answer to that is pelvic care. What I was seeing is that my clients or my patients in the nursing role, we had alarming rates of hysterectomies, rates that shocked my body, but are kind of normalized, I guess, in the Western realms. And I was curious, you know, what is the care that women are receiving prior to this? And for anyone listening who doesn't know, a hysterectomy is the removal of a uterus. And there is a multi-billion dollar industry that removes the organ of life from women's bodies. And that did not sit well within me. And so I started asking questions. Where is this care? How are we getting to this point where a woman's womb has to be removed? What are we doing to support her along the way? How are we showing up for women in their wombs? And where is the reverence for this part of us? And I wasn't finding answers in the allopathic realms. And you know, whether it be menstrual irregularities and you know, giving women a pill or a mastectomy or birth trauma, it just started to become so apparent to me that we need so much more for our womanhood. And so from my experience of working in that realm, I really just ignited a passion within me that there is so much more. And so how do we get there? And again, that answer for me is pelvic care, that when we nourish the body of woman, when we take care of the womb, when we promote alignment in the pelvic space, when we clear the tension, when we have lymphatic clearing so there's not kind of this toxic congestion, when we support the womb in shedding the lining that has been held that's causing her pain, when we realign it in the center of the pelvic bowl, things like cramps disappear. Prolapses heal. All of these things that would be called potentially miracles and reasons for surgery, we get to heal holistically. We get to heal hands-on. We get to heal intimately while equally holding reverence for the emotional and energetic landscapes of our body and the emotions and memories and things that we feel within our tissues that also have to be processed, that also have to be loved and met. in order to kind of create that full harmony within the body of wellness. So working in the Western realm was so illuminating in regards to our health. And, you know, it also was a doorway to begin to implement that more for our womanhood and what I believe every woman deserves.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Like when you, like the term pelvic care, I didn't think I'd ever heard of that before I met you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. Yes. When do we ever hear that?
Right.
You know, like, yes, we hear like, okay, this is what to eat. Mm-hmm. This is how to take care of your body.
Yeah.
But we never hear like how to take care of our womb.
Right.
And it is such a powerful portal, such a powerful space in a powerful woman's body. And yet there's zero attention given to it, zero love, zero guidance on how to care for it.
Right.
It's just left there
to
kind of do its thing.
Right.
And then when an issue arises, you know, so many people tell me, and I've experienced this as well, the doctor or the surgeon, you know, I didn't even see a doctor. I was straight to the emergency room and it was like the surgeon was saying to me, we're going to probably have to remove your left ovary.
Right.
This is so bad. And I was like, how did I not know about this? Like, there's been no warning signs. Like, how did I, like, it's just all of a sudden you have to remove my left ovary.
Yeah.
And then as I was about to go in to the operating table, to the operating room, he said, we might have to remove both ovaries because the cyst's so big that we can't see which ovary it's coming from with the cameras. So sign this paper and it'll basically give us permission to, in an emergency, whip out everything basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is not happening.
Yes.
Send that paper back. We're going to rewrite this paper, bring it back to me, because there is absolutely zero chance of that happening.
Yeah.
No. And, you know, when the surgeon spoke to me afterwards, have to wrap up that point by saying they managed to not take either of my ovaries, thankfully.
Yes,
and I
truly
believe that was because I was very strong and firm and said, this is only in like the absolute emergency that you will remove one.
Yes.
In absolutely zero chance you will ever be removing two. You wake me up,
we
talk about it, and if it's necessary, we put me back under.
Absolutely.
But they managed to remove the cyst, get it out without removing either, which was such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. But what he said to me was, you have a retroverted uterus.
Yes.
And I remember the way that he said that to me was kind of like, this is just the way that it is.
Yeah.
This is just the way your uterus is.
Right.
It's retroverted. And I was like, I don't even know what that means.
Right.
Like, what is retroverted?
Yeah.
Does that mean that it's backwards? Like, is it in the wrong position? Like, what does that mean? And he was like, so people with a retroverted uterus tend to be more inclined to have fertility issues, endometriosis, PCOS, etc.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was almost like he was saying, this is just what you were born with.
Right.
This
is
just the way that your uterus happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
Unlucky, you know?
Yeah.
But here's an issue that we're going to have to deal with.
Yes.
And when I came to you, what you shared with me about retroverted uteruses just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because essentially you were saying, it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
In fact,
we can
tilt it back in the right direction.
Yes.
And so for people that are maybe not not familiar with womb work, what we actually did for people that are maybe like thinking, is this all spiritual kind of work? It is, but what we did was very physical.
Yes.
So you were actually able to massage my womb externally and internally and actually bring my uterus back into the correct position, which, hello, a few months later, baby. So, I mean, that I've just shared that with so many people that I know, and everyone that I share it with is just like, are you literally kidding me?
Yeah.
How do we not know this?
Yes.
Can you go deeper into that for everyone listening?
Yes, absolutely. And to any woman who has ever been told that she has a tilted uterus, I was told this as well when I was a freshman in nursing school. And I remember just feeling like my body felt scared. I felt like I didn't understand. And I went and looked it up online, you know, bad thing to do.
Yeah.
And it said fertility issues. And I remember I grieved that. And I thought that that was a check spot, like a checkbox, and it was done, when that's very much not true. And so much of womb work and womb massage and pelvic care is about re-educating women, again, around their bodies and what possibilities there actually are for healing and wellness. And doctors, unfortunately, say you have a retroverted uterus very casually. And that's not really a casual thing to say to a woman. And it leaves us feeling uncertain and like we don't fully understand what that means. For any uterus that is tilted backwards, which is retroverted, if it's tilted too far forward, anteverted, or to the left or to the right, or can sometimes even be twisted. And now this happens if we have a tailbone fall, if there's a certain trauma that occurs, if we're running on our menstrual cycle, which we shouldn't be doing intense activities if we're bleeding. But there are things in life that can cause our uterus to tilt out of position. And there's 14 ligaments holding the uterus in place. So it's a very dynamic space in the body. And it's a body that deserves and needs care throughout our lifetime so that it can stay in center and in optimal wellness. And when the uterus is in center, then all of the nerve endings are reaching it and it's able to communicate with the brain fully and produce hormones more rhythmically. And it's able to, you know, menstruate, to bleed, to release with clarity every month. And what happens is when the uterus becomes retroverted or tilted in any which way, is that all of a sudden now we have congestion and stagnancy happening. It's going to feel like there's more cramping during the menstrual cycle. We might begin to have dark blood and all of these different signs, which again comes back to the voice of the body. And in Western care, they see tilted uteruses, specifically retroverted, which is the most common, all the time. But that's because we're not receiving pelvic care. It's not because nothing can be done. Very much so, there's a lot of things that can be done, and it can be healed naturally. But when we go throughout our lives and our uterus is not in center, our womb, we use those words so interchangeably, but just so people know, uterus and womb are synonymous. When we go throughout our lives, if our uterus is tilted backwards, then again, it's not receiving that proper blood flow. It's not able to release fully. So we have a little bit of a congested lining that begins to develop in the endometrium. And so then it's not a vital lining for the egg to implant. So when we restore optimal position in the uterus, then we'll have like more of a deep menstruation, a full release of all the congestion that had built up. So often when women are working with me, you know, their next cycle is a large release. It's releasing, you know, months, maybe even years of congestion. But then we have a healthy lining build itself again that month. And it's extraordinary. And you feel more vital in your body and you feel more centered. Mm-hmm. And so even when women say things like, oh, I just feel off kilter, immediately my question is, well, perhaps there's a tilt in your womb and perhaps it's a very intuitive thing that you are saying. Mm. So there is so much care that we can do for anyone who has been told they have a tilted uterus. It is not an ending. It's a temporal thing, but it is the body asking for care. And, you know, manual care, a few sessions, and we can restore the womb in its optimal position and in center. Mm. And fertility restores in the body. The menstrual cycle begins to regulate. We feel more centered within ourselves. So it is, yes, very physical. And there's science, you know, behind this care, while again also just honoring that deep reverence for the body, that the womb is so deserving of being nurtured. It's so deserving of being tended, and it deserves so much respect in the healthcare system.
Oh my gosh. And I remember you sharing with me, like, I remember saying, like, how do we not know this?
Yeah.
How do we not know that we can tilt them into the right place, because I can, there are just so many women around the world that are heartbroken over infertility, what they've been diagnosed with, thinking that what they've got is like uncurable, unfixable, unhealable. And this exists, this care exists, and it's just, we don't know about it, and we need to. And I remember speaking with you about it, and you were sharing with me that this is what they did in the slave, in like slave times, right? This is what women were doing with each other in tribes, and they were helping each other tilt their wombs in the right place when they wanted to conceive. Can you like elaborate more on that? I hope I'm remembering that right.
It goes way back into our lineage of women, and all around in many countries you look to the original kind of natural midwives, and they would work hands-on with the body. Miss Hortense is a beautiful midwife from Brazil who, you know, founded a lot of this care. This is where the Arvigo lineage comes from. And all around, there are, you know, these remembrances. If we trace back and we look at what midwives were doing years and years and years ago, and how we were carrying hands on with women's bodies, how the original gynecology was hands-on manual care. A grave, grave history of our current gynecologic care system is that hysterectomies were practiced on slaves by white doctors. And so there is so much grief in where the lineage of that comes from and the current state of how women's bodies are being addressed in the Western realms. And, you know, it's important to educate ourselves on where these practices truly came from and to remember what was before, to remember all of the women, all of the midwives who so presently, so reverently were with the female body, working with it hands-on, restoring goodness, healing the womb, nurturing the pelvic space and reproductive organs and all of the tissues, and caring for us in a way that we truly deserve. So there's a lot to reform within women's health and within pelvic care and within the world of how we treat our reproductive health, or how we are shown to treat it in this current paradigm, and that we get to remember together that there is so much more, and we get to come home and come back to that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the spiritual component, of course, that I want to share with everyone is when you are practicing this womb massage, it's a deeply spiritual journey that I was taken on, that you go on. It's not that's back in the right place, move on with your life and good luck.
It's devotion.
Very deep, and you know, there were certain points that you were pressing into my cervix and into my womb space where there was huge releases of trauma and wounding and huge emotional releases that were coming out from my body. And I can remember one in particular on my left side, which was where I had the cyst, and it was this grief. It felt like this grief of this, I felt I was like transported back to being a little girl and feeling abandoned. And it was this almost like what I felt like we were doing was touching the root of my abandonment wound and like giving it somewhere to be released, giving it somewhere to go. And there was tears and there was emotion moving and there was tension that relaxed. And I honestly feel like after that session, I don't know that I've like felt that same wound come up at all since. Whereas it was something that was maybe quite frequently triggered, you know? And so can you speak to that, you know? Like, how does all of this, how does this happen? You know? Because it's that physical experience, and then it's just so much more than that that's going on.
Absolutely. And again, it kind of brings us back into the interface of the body, where it's the interface of this physical temple and vessel. It's the interface of our emotional landscapes, of our energy body. And I preface with my clients a lot the way that even if we have worked through something mentally, even if we have consciously connected to something, there still may be roots in the body where it is living. Mm. So when we connect to the tissues, we connect to that kind of final reservoir of where this energy and emotion is being held. And that's where we get to heal in an embodied state in the body, somatically, in that moment, that we can truly process the energy and emotion from the tissues and re-inhabit that part of ourself. You know, for you, really re-inhabiting that left ovary even deeper. Because where we carry these wounds, we have a tendency to not reside fully. And so through this body work care, through the coming home to our tissues, to our vessel, we re-root and again inhabit that wholeness. And we find ourselves seated then, you know, in these reservoirs of energy, like the left or the right ovary, that are so powerful in our lives. And so instead of kind of tiptoeing around that place, we're fully in it. We're fully activated within ourselves. We're inhabiting this part of who we are. And from that place, we get to receive the medicine and the wisdom that dwells there. So always holding such respect that the body remembers. And the more that we learn in kind of the somatic world of healing arts, the more we discover just how true that is. And science is really starting to understand that, which is miraculous. So that we're bridging, you know, the worlds of spirit and science and really meeting this phenomena that is the body and how truly, like how true healing can actually occur by coming back into this place and feeling the emotion that we have trapped inside ourselves.
Yeah, so powerful.
Yeah.
I can imagine there are plenty of women listening to this who feel the deep call to this work, but have questions around or fears around, wait a minute, someone's hands are going inside of my womb. Yeah. Wait a minute. Like, what's the deal with that, you know? Because it's not sexual, it's not a pleasurable, but it's also, it's not like going to the gynecologist, right? So I can imagine there are women that have reservations around this.
Absolutely.
And I completely would have as well if I hadn't been in like a, I need to do this kind of mode. Yeah. What advice do you have, or can you soothe the people listening and kind of let them know like what it's really like, what to expect, and kind of help them with their fears.
Absolutely. So we'll just kind of imagine that you're arriving, right? You're arriving into this session, and I'm going to greet you with a warm cup of tea, and we're going to just sit down together, woman to woman, and drop in and connect. And I call this care devotional body work within a ceremonial setting, because devotional bodywork means that we are holding the utmost of respect to you and your body. So we are going to go so slow, and we are going to start in places that are more comfortable. The body is an interweaving where all parts really connect to each other. And when we look at the fascia planes, you know, we begin to heal through the legs and down the diaphragm, and we're already nourishing the pelvic space. So what you experience in a session is touch in these kind of more comfortable places so that we begin to drop into deep, deep safety together. And kind of where a lot of our reservations can come once we start to get to more of the intimate places is just from sexual wounding that we've carried. And I personally believe that it is sexual wounds that permeate our Western care realm, which is why we don't talk about sexual health, which is so important to our overall health. Like, I don't know that we can have full vital well-being if we're not in sexual wellness, because our sex centers are the centers of life itself. So it's a remembering that, wow, these parts of me are so sacred. And when we start to understand the way that the health of our sex centers and our womb plays a role in our hormonal balance, plays a role in our fertility, plays a role in our menstrual cycle, we can kind of come back into this awareness of, wow, this matters so much for me to receive care here. And so in the session, we go so slow because safety and comfortability is my utmost priority for every single woman, and that the body can't truly receive unless we feel safe. And so perhaps the first session, we only do external care and we really tend to the inner hips and the womb space and the ovaries. And then maybe the second session, we do vulva care. And then maybe the third session, we do internal work. But all of these spaces play an integral role with each other and with the overall health of the body. So coming up, circling back to devotional body work, you know, we have this ceremonial care setting to remind each woman how much she matters, to remind her how important she is. And again, we sit down, we go so slow, and we really just go at the pace of the body, respecting what that is uniquely for each woman. And you know, as women sit with me, we drop into this remembrance together of, oh wow, this is so safe. And oh wow, this is like not what I maybe thought when my nerves were speaking really loud. And we can feel in our body how good it feels to be cared for.
Yeah.
Like when I am held by another woman and she sees me and I know I'm safe, there's so much that becomes possible in that moment for our well-being. And I just truly believe that we have to restore that for ourselves. And it's nothing like a gynecologic visit in a sterile setting. It's so warm. It's so nourishing. It's so respectful.
Really.
It's worlds apart.
It's like how, you know, you visit a gynecologist and
it's scary and uncomfortable.
It's dehumanizing. It's uncomfortable. It's not pleasant for anyone.
Yeah.
And we think that that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we come into spaces such as yours and we feel so nurtured, so taken care of. And I just remember so many times with you, I just cried because I was like, women need to know about this. Like, all women need this. And the reason that they don't have it is because they just don't know. This information isn't being spread enough.
Right.
And it's... how can we access that if we don't know it's there?
Exactly.
So we really need to spread this message and let people know that spaces like this exist and we can be cared for by women who deeply understand the womb and the healing work and everything that's involved there.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's someone listening that's like, this sounds amazing, but for whatever reason I can't do this in person, I can't travel, I can't find someone that's doing this in my area.
Yeah.
What are some practices or things that we can do for ourselves at home?
Yes, absolutely. We are just all so deserving of feeling the beauty of our body. And the first most common thing that women say to me is, again, like what you said, Mal, which is, I didn't know this care existed. The second thing that follows up with that is, I wish every woman could experience this. Because once we experience, there's such a remembrance in that moment of how much we deserve to be cared for and looked after. And so if this care isn't available, or if traveling to Boulder isn't something that's possible for you in your membership, there's going to be self-womb massage. I have e-courses that teach women how to connect with their body. And I highly recommend, you know, going and picking up some castor and coconut oil, because castor is one of the most healing oils for our bodies. And castor is a little viscous. It's kind of sticky if you've worked with it before. And coconut oil is more slippery. It feels really good. So when we mix the two half and half, we have what I like to call a medicinal massage oil. And, you know, bring that oil to your low belly. Meet your low belly where your womb is. Start to give yourself permission to breathe into and feel that space and allow your breath to be slowly directed down into this area, and bring your hands there. and start to say hello to your body and your womb in this space. Start to feel your hips, you know, let them sway, and to massage your low belly, whether it's in circles or going along the ridges of your hips, just starting to reconnect, starting to sense in, starting to feel this place, and invite your body to speak to you and invite yourself to listen. You know, by just even thinking about our womb, our bodies get so excited. It's like, oh my goodness, here you are within me. Let me love you. Let me hold you. And we can start to sink into these deeper places with ourselves. So I so highly recommend starting to feel your body, starting to connect with this sacred, sacred center, and to just bring some intuitive touch and really be curious, how would this feel good for me to massage this space? Mm. We are so intuitive and wise within ourselves. We just have to remember it. Mm. And I think the most powerful way to do that is to bring your own hands to your womb center.
Mm. Beautiful. Mm. And yes, for everyone who is a member of the Goddess Collective, Alexandra is our expert teacher of the month this month. So yay. There's a workshop in there with some beautiful practices, which we'll link in the show notes if you want to sign up and become a member. We also have a discount code for your courses, which you have so generously offered us, which we'll also include in the show notes. Yeah. So that really provides everyone with a lot of different options and places to start, because I remember the first time someone asked me, how does your womb feel? I was like, I don't even know what you mean.
Oh, what does that mean? I love asking that question. Yes.
You know?
And no one can know your womb more than you. You know, I just, to like circle back, Mel, to when you were sharing about your story and your experience with the doctors and saying no to having your ovaries removed. You know, we need to empower ourselves. We deserve to be so in charge of our bodies, of our health, and to feel safe in saying yes to certain things and no to certain things. And so reconnecting with our wombs and reinstilling that voice. And again, remembering no one can know your body like you. No one can feel what you're feeling in your body. No one can know the health of your womb more than you. So by reconnecting to this space, we are the most wise within ourselves and within our own health. And when we start to listen, then we can feel and hear the messages of what we need and answer them real time, taking that power back and into our centers. Mm. So just so here for the reinstilling of our own inner authority. And like a lot of women say, this care is miracles. But when we look at that, a miracle is a work of divine agency. And when we restore and give back a woman her agency, and when she remembers the divinity of her body, then miracles become a natural aspect of care. Mm. And so we can enter into those spaces of healing in ways that maybe we didn't previously know possible, especially if you've been enduring, you know, menstrual cramps for a while or irregular cycles or endometriosis. There's so much wisdom and wellness awaiting you in your center. Mm. So I just so deeply encourage you to start asking that question, how does my womb feel? Mm. And listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about infertility, PCOS, menstrual cramps, all of these kinds of things. But there's also another area that I want you to kind of explore a little bit for everyone listening that's got birth trauma, that's had miscarriages, abortions, C-sections, all of these other things that happen on the journey of motherhood.
Absolutely.
Can you explore that a little bit as well for the women listening?
Yes, definitely. So one thing that I saw so much as I was nourishing women postpartum as a women's nurse was the rates of tearing that were happening. And many mothers have had the experience of a vaginal tear in birth. And that can be, you know, in many which ways. It may be first degree, second degree, third degree, or full episiotomy. And if that is you, if that has been you, then knowing that pelvic care is so essential and deserving for your body to really kind of heal and soften and repair any of the scarring that happened, to restore pleasure in that space, to restore safety within your root space. And there's so much that we can do to process birth trauma so that we can find our way back into our bodies and again dwell deeply held within our own centers. And equally, pelvic care is so important on the fertility journey, like we talked about, really aligning the womb and the pelvic bowl so that not only the womb, but the fallopian tubes and the ovaries are all in vital health, are all in communication, and that these passageways are open, healthy, ready for life, and to nurture the tissues for birth. So I see women in the third trimester for prenatal pelvic care, which is to nourish the vulva and to begin to really drop ourselves into the birthing gateways of the cervix, of the vaginal opening, and to inhabit these parts of ourselves so that we can trust our bodies in birth, trust them to open to life, to bring your baby through your body and into your arms. And when we inhabit these parts of ourselves, then we can trust the voice that they give us in birth. And maybe that's to sound with a contraction or to move with a contraction. And equally, through prenatal pelvic care, we get to remove any of the holding patterns that we have been carrying, that we have carried through our womanhood. And that may look like releasing emotion from these parts, releasing sexual trauma, really finding a new level of safety in these parts of ourselves so that the tissues are also soft and nurtured and equally ready to open to life with us. So there's so much care throughout the birth continuum to help mothers, whether you've already birthed, whether you're preparing for birth, or even whether you're postpartum, to really again nurture the birthing canal, nurture your body, and be so well within your pelvic space so that your body can do what it was made to do, which is bring life into the world, which is to hold you and nourish you and support you and bring you pleasure and joy and wellness. Your body's awaiting to do that with you. And so knowing that this care is so important to help us really step into physical health and readiness within our pelvic space, emotional health and readiness within our pelvic space, and have that energetic inhabitance where we're real time with the currents of our body for better birthing outcomes for mothers and their babies. And, you know, just the world itself, how powerful when our women in the birth continuum are taken care of.
Oh my goodness. This has just been such medicine. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love to wrap up these conversations, although I could just hear you talk about this for hours on end. Just thank you.
Thank you.
So, awesome. What is something that you are loving right now?
Oh, something that I am loving right now on a very personal level is it is snowy in Colorado and the mountains just make me feel so alive. And I've been learning to do jumps on my snowboard. And so been super exciting. And that's just very personal and real for me and meeting my bravery. But I'm also loving this rise of women's care and getting to witness the life that my clients are leading as they inhabit themselves deeper and deeper. And I'm so on fire with passion and excitement to see all that gets to become possible for our womanhood as we're having these incredible conversations, as we're curious of how can more for my womanhood be had, as women are rising and empowering within themselves. I'm so happy and excited and inspired by that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what is something that turns you on?
Presence. Presence turns me on. Slowness. Being sensitized in my body, being with the joys and the little moments of life and presence. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I'm sure you have so many of these, but when was a recent time you experienced magic?
Oh my goodness. This feels like magic.
Yes, it does.
This feels like so much magic. My last bleed was really magical. I got to spend a whole day with my womb and my body, and it was snowing outside, and it felt like I was in a snow globe. And, you know, I feel like my body teaches me magic on the daily, and that feels like an immense blessing.
So beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much once again for everyone listening. You can explore more of this inside of our membership.
Yeah.
We also have links to all of Alexandra's work with a special code as well.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
So, my loves, I hope that you loved that episode. If you did, please do share it on Instagram. I would love to see your story tags of you listening to the episode. We love to hear which episodes you guys have loved the most. Please also make sure that you leave us a juicy review on Apple, iTunes, or the podcast app, because that means so much to me and it really helps this podcast spread far and wide. So thank you so much for listening. I love you. I hope your week is filled with love, sex, and magic, and I'll see you next time.